Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
The fact is that we have allowed our candidates to get away with, you know, pious mush, the cast-off sentence, God bless America at the end of a speech, maybe video of them carrying a Bible into church, and that's all fine. At least we're still at that level. At least there's some discussion of faith. But we rarely get around to asking the specific question, what do you mean by that? What's that going to mean when you get into office? I don't want to see religion for any candidate become an unelected co-president when they get in office. And we've had some real important moments in the recent presidencies. Barack Obama completely reversed himself about same-sex marriage and said he did so based on his faith, his reading of the Sermon on the Mount. Other presidents have done much the same thing. We have some candidates for president this time who have had huge reversals on issues that they used to contend for and attributed the change to their faith. So I'm not saying changes aren't going to be possible, but we need to be processing these things in the campaigns and asking the tough questions that get beyond just the, again, not to be too negative, but the pious mush that tends to fill most campaigns.
Well, you said something would be easy to miss, that you don't want an unelected co-president to be governing this nation. In other words, whatever their religion is, it is going to impact their politics. Whether we say we should keep them separate, it's not really possible, is it?
No, it's really not. And we just need to get comfortable with that idea. To put it humorously, it's as though I ran for president and I said, look, there's a guy over here in the wings. His name is Bob. And Bob's going to influence everything that I do in office. But I'm not really going to tell you much about Bob. I'll tell you about him once I get into office. Then I'll introduce him to you. Just vote for me anyway. Well, I wouldn't get one vote. Nobody would send me to the White House based on that silliness. But that's exactly what we do with religion. We don't really understand what a candidate's religion is, even when they tell us that their religion will influence them while they're in office. And so we should be investigating this, by the way, as the founding fathers expected that we would, long before we put them in office.
So tell me this. Do we shy away from these pointed questions because of the intrusive nature of most media outlets? Like, we don't want to be like them? Or are we really just relegating them, leaving the questions up to the media and just taking the answers too lightly?
Well, the media tends to treat a candidate's religion like an oddity, like some kind of weirdness about them, you know, like they like peanut butter and cereal or something, some weird thing about them. But I think the American people are starting to realize, well, that's not enough. We need to have a broader understanding. They tend to treat it as though, as one person said, as though religion is a wart on a candidate's nose, something not to be talked about for polite reasons, but certainly to be gossiped about, you know, that kind of a thing. And I think that we need to go further.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.